Well, very good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Michael Messach, and of course we are coming to you from our studios in Ondangwa, where we basically look at different stories making headlines from the Villager newspaper and any other most prominent news of the day. Now, recently, Meme Lucia Ipumbu was basically awarded the Minister of the Year of Industrialization and Trade, and at the Africa Trade Summit in the USA. That is one thing that we want to look at this morning, to try and understand what it actually takes and for one to be awarded such an achievement, and also to try and understand the visit to the U.S., what it actually took, and what the minister brought for us as a country. We also, I'm sure you can remember, recently I hosted, I had a conversation with local business people with interest in industrialization activities, and they applied, actually, saying that most of them are now retiring into farming because they do not seem to see support coming from the government. Maybe there must be a takeaway from the minister that we can also hear this morning. Of course, I was keenly following the conversation between my colleague Herta with the Minister of Agriculture, Honorable Carles Schleitwein, looking at the agri-biz dev workers alleging that they have not been given offers, and most of them are actually declining the offers that were made because they are less than what they currently receive. Now, it made me think and wonder, because in the conversation I did not pick up whether it mattered whether they are remunerated because they are productive, or whether they should continue to be remunerated at the high salaries, irrespective of whether they will contribute to any productivity of any sort, whether what was meant, what they were meant to do at AgriBizDev is what they will continue to do in order to justify their expectation of a high salary, or is this perhaps just one of those happy to have a job and perhaps using the legal instruments to compel your employer to pay you that high salary according to the contract, even if you are now the organization that had employed you, which is AgriBizDev, is no longer functional, and that you will just be maintained in order to have a salary irrespective of whether you are going to produce or whether you will remain functional in the whole equation. So that is what we want to understand this morning. We want to have a conversation with Meme Lucia Ipumbu to understand what she brought for us from the U.S. Of course, I can remember I used to have conversations with all other ministers whenever they have traveled in order to understand what Namibia stands to benefit from such visits. So this morning we will also engage Dr. Marius Kudumo to understand what the world is actually going through. We have seen elections that produced some results, parties winning when we thought the others would have. We are also following what is happening in Venezuela. Some ambassadors of countries that are against Nicolas Maduro being requested to leave that country. Is that where the world is headed to? That is what we want to understand. Is socialism gaining momentum to a point where it can actually expel countries that seems to have meddled in the elections? Those are the points of discussion we will have with Dr. Marius Kudumo and many, many other areas of geopolitics that I think our listeners deserve to hear. So stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that?
Welcome back, and you are still tuned in to Unpacking the Day. As promised earlier, I am now joined on the line by Honorable Lucia Ipumbu, who is the Minister responsible for industrialization and trade. She recently received an award in the U.S. As the Minister of the Year. Am I correct, Honorable Minister? And good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes.
I received an award in the U.K.
Oh.
As Africa Minister of the Year.
Okay.
Yes.
Great stuff. I saw the clip where you were receiving the award, and I was equally proud to see you receiving the award. What does that award mean?
The award means that the work that we are doing as a nation and as a ministry in the sector of trade and industrialization and investment is recognized not only countrywide, but in the continent of Africa. In actual fact, what preceded the award, there was a process of nomination.
Mm.
And five ministers were nominated.
Mm.
Of course, the Minister of Egypt, the Minister of Ivory Coast, the Minister of DRC, the Minister of South Africa, and then myself.
Okay.
And then the polls were opened for people to vote for the best minister amongst the five.
Okay.
And I received votes. They were not necessarily looking at the number of votes, but rather the number of countries
mm-hmm.
that have voted for an individual. So I received 34 votes, 34 countries, meaning that I think there were 20 countries in Africa and 14 countries outside the continent. That makes it 34. Those were the outcomes that I was given.
Mm. So, generally speaking, does this award then means that you have been doing a lot to attract investments, perhaps in Namibia, and that should we perhaps also look at the... I know that you were busy with the process of reviewing policies to align them with what you think or what the government think are the expectations of the Namibian business people?
Yes, the in actual fact, the award is focused and premised on the mandate of the ministry and how we have been faring in terms of making sure that we implement the mandate of the ministry. The first criteria to look at was the legislative and policy framework and the identified criteria through that were the craftsmen, though it's not complete, of our Investment Promotion Act, the Investment Promotion and Facilitation Act, which is at the tail end of completion. And then the second one was the Special Economic Zone Act, which is also now awaiting for tabling at Parliament because it's going through the legal committee. And then the third criteria was the policies that preceded the two legislations, because we are also set to launch the investment policy that we never had.
Mm.
We envisage to launch it on the 23rd of August. And then, of course, the Special Economic Zone policy we launched last year.
Mm.
And then the third is the informal traders and the entrepreneurship development policy, which we have also then commenced, and we are also then launching the same day on the 23rd when we're launching another policy. And then, of course, the trade policy. You know, we never had a trade policy before.
Mm.
And then we worked on a trade policy. Firstly, we had them as two separate instruments because we had a trade in goods policy and then another trade in services policy. But at the end of the day, we were advised by the National Planning Commission to merge them into just one instrument, which is the trade policy in general. That's now the criteria for identification from the policy perspective. The second criteria was the trade promotion.
Mm.
Trade promotion in a sense that they looked at the specific activities that have got to do with trade promotion. Coincidentally, you know we have the Enana Expo ongoing.
Yeah.
Even out of my own expectation, I didn't expect my impact on the Nana Expo to feature at the continental arena.
Yeah.
But I am told they evaluated the statement that I have made at the Nana Expo, plus the impact on the expo itself. Because according to the criteria, in the past, the expo has been addressed and attended by mostly the most senior person was the governor of the region. And in 2022, it appears as if I was the first minister to attend the expo and address, which is, according to them, apparently have uplifted the face of the expo and made an impact. I remember at that expo, I was expected to have a statement of 1 hour, which was the airtime that was bought for NBC live broadcasting in Oshawambo service. But then I was like, the 1 hour was too long. So I ended up speaking in English and translated my speech in the local vernacular.
Yeah.
And I also then invited my two colleagues who were there, the Deputy Minister of International Relations and the then Minister of ICT, who is now the Minister of International Relations. I invited them to also say something so that we completed that 1 hour. And of all the expos we have done, I honestly never expected Nana to be recognized at an international area. And I was also then pose and appreciate the colleagues for giving me the floor. And equally on trade promotion, remember we had the trade missions that went to, the first one was to South Africa. South Africa counted more because we went to South Africa on three different occasions to have bilateral discussions on trade matters. And that is one of the criteria. And then the second trade mission we had was to Zambia.
Yeah.
We went there twice. I think we first went there for just a normal discussion, and then we went there for the Joint Trade Commission. And then, of course, you may recall also that we had a trade mission to Botswana. All these three counted in favor of trade promotion. And then, of course, now coming to investment, which is the third component of the ministry, which is, of course, the first the criteria was the law that I have already looked at. But then also looking at the various international business forums that we had. We had one in the United States of America alongside the AGOA Summit and the U.S. Africa Business Summit in 2022 in Washington, D.C. And then we had another one in what was the country? But I know it was still in Europe. There was another one in Abu Dhabi. In Abu Dhabi, alongside the event that was there that was organized by UNCTAD, the United Nations, United Nations Center for Trade and Promotion, and we had on the sideline and the merchants of that an investment promotion platform, and then of course you remember we were part of the two different delegates. Of the first one was for the late president to South Africa, which also had on the sideline the business forum, which came to take place in Namibia. We had a state visit, which was supposed to have a business forum, but this business forum eventually took place when the South African delegation came to Namibia. And then we went to Russia with the current president, by then the vice president. And there we also then had a business forum that had a component of investment promotion. And these are the now criteria that have had me evaluated and categorized as a best performer on that regard. And domestically at home, which I also never expected it to be part of what the criteria is, is the various engagement and consultations we had on our various laws. And this apparently speaks to accessibility, speaks to involvement and inclusion of the business community and the masses at large on the formulation of various instruments, policies and laws that governs the business sector in general. Yeah, those according to the evaluation criteria that I was given are some of those. I would not be able maybe to recall them all detail by detail.
Yeah.
But those are the highlights that I can remember as paid. But I was given a score sheet that have all those details.
Okay. When it comes to when we talk about trade practically between Namibia and its surrounding countries, like you said, you went to Zambia, you went to Botswana and South Africa. Do we have Namibians who are trading to those countries that you can make mention of and in which areas?
Yes. Yes. If you look at our trade partners in general, and the trade activities between Namibia and neighbors, if I may look at the focus first on the neighbors. The Namibian, those three countries you have mentioned are part of the top 10 countries that Namibia trades with. Of course, South Africa is leading in all aspects, whether it's for trade, import, and of course, to a certain extent, export. Export because some of our goods and services are exported via the port of Durban and through Cape Town. If we look at our grapes and some of the minerals, the zinc and other minerals that are processed, especially in the southern part of the country, they are exported via the South African ports, both in Cape Town and Durban, which also then makes South Africa our trade partners. Though sometimes they would go beyond the borders of South Africa. And within the very same framework, we also then have Botswana. I think Botswana comes in as a third country that we trade with in amongst our top 10. And it's mostly because you know that our diamonds that we mine, we export them to Botswana for further facilitation to market access, and also for value addition, especially those that are not finished. We do at a certain extent polishing and cutting of certain diamonds, but a number of them, in terms of them being finalized in value addition and establishing value chains, are completed, and maybe further value is added on in Botswana. And the beef that we trade, even the ones that we take to Europe, especially on the fulfillment of our Norwegian quota, you may know that we have a quota-free, duty-free access to the European market, which we jointly fulfill and table as Namibia and Botswana as two partners in terms of making sure that we satisfy the requirement of that market. Going to Zambia, you may be aware that on a daily basis we receive trucks of heaps of copper that comes from Zambia, that comes through our development corridor, Wafish Bay, Ndola, Lubumbashi, that goes to our port in Wafish Bay for further export. The grains, especially the maize, we also receive, and this if it's done to a certain extent by some of the private sector, even Namib mills sometimes source grains from
Zambia
and some other private millers at their low scale level. We trade with Zambia also on fish. We export our fish, as you know that Zambia does not have a sea. So our marine fish is exported to Zambia, and there are so many other products that are also exported to Zambia from Namibia. Salt being another one, and also because you know these are landlocked countries that do not have access to salt. And these are some of the goods and services that we exchange amongst those three countries that I have just mentioned. But just to put them in perspective is to say that they are amongst our top 10 trading partners across the group.
I recently had a conversation with some local